I don't think we sent them to any record stores. We sent them to a few distributors, and you know, it's a sad sack rock and roll story. That's Cinecide's legacy. That's Cinecide's method for the sad sack rock and roll story. You know, you send them to a distributor, and yeah, we'll take 200, you know, and yeah, we'll take 500, you know, and I mean, you know, you're only pressing 1,000 or something, and it's like, you know, so you do that, and then they go out of business. You know, it's, I mean, we probably had, I don't know, maybe 3 distributors go out of business on us, and I mean, that took a lot of, it really took the wind out of our sails for a little while there. The last one was the worst, because we had albums, and we had Delta albums, and it was a lot of money, you know, and I mean, we weren't, you know, businessmen to any kind of degree, you know, we didn't have any big capital saved up or something. It was tough, and the only good thing that came out of that was that one distributor that had the most of our stuff, they got stuff to Europe, and we had received a load of fan mail from especially Italy. Italy, I just received loads and loads of letters from Italy, and that was fun. You know, I received letters from Poland, which at the time was communist. It was Eastern Bloc country. Received letters from Germany, France, a few from England. You know, so that was a real kick. That was a real kick, and that later paid off because we had Hate and Helter Skelter Records each pay us advances to license some of our stuff to issue over there. And that was because, so I mean, you know, in a way that helped, but, you know, at the time it was really hard, you know, when somebody owes you, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, you know, you're like, oh, we're never going to see the money, and we didn't, you know, and it's like, you know, your plan was to, whatever money you got back, you used it to try to grow, and we couldn't grow. So that helped. But I mean, all along there, I managed to get records, the compilations issued, you know, Deface the 80s, Mandatory Music, When Monkeys Were Gods, End of the World of Go-Go, Folk Songs from the Twilight Zone, and Detroit the Big Ugly.